Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got fun stuff to get into here in our entertainment section to kick things off. And a little bit later, we're going to get into either something that seems easy to others but is difficult to you, or the 10 most underrated skills that everyone should learn. We'll make that call a little bit later. Looking forward to that. We'll also have some local news for you, let you know what's going on with your rafters, what's going on with Midday Magazine, and, of course, our weekend lineup.
All right.
Getting all that in a little bit. But I want to actually kick things off doing this a little bit differently. We usually kind of wrap up with local news. I want to start with local news.
Oh, all right.
And our good friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater that have their karaoke night tonight.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Join
them at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater. 6 to 8 will be kid-friendly, and 8 to 10 will be adult content. There will have concessions available. This is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to get out, have some fun, and maybe stretch your voice a little bit. Maybe enjoy it, you know, maybe get out there and try something different.
No judgment. No judgment zone.
Go
and have some fun.
You've got Beth emceeing this for you, so you've got a great MC over there that's going to have a lot of fun and can sing herself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And it's a great chance to stop by the theater, maybe pick up a pamphlet for the next upcoming season, maybe even look at a script.
The 50th season.
Yes. WRCT celebrating their 50th year next year. That's very exciting.
Yes.
Very excited for them. And be sure to bookmark their webpage, wrctheater.org. Not only a great place to get tickets for upcoming shows, not only a great place to find out about all the kids' shows coming up this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, be able to reach out and find out ways that you can interact and be a part of things over there. That's what we want. We want every community member to have experience what it's like that we experience over on that stage.
Yes.
We're really fortunate.
Helping with ushering or hospitality. There's so many ways you can get involved with theater.
Volunteers. In need of volunteers.
Yeah, I didn't mean technically you had to be on the stage. I just meant that we all experience on that stage.
Right.
There's some really fun things coming up. They have Newsies Junior coming up in July. Gretchen is so excited about this one, and hearing her talk about these kids, there's a couple in particular that she's just so ecstatic that for the audience to see, just because of they're getting older and aging out and stuff. She loves all these kids.
Oh,
they're all talented, but some of them, you know, just where they age out of this, you're gonna miss them and stuff.
That's right.
They can only be involved until they're 18.
That's right.
But their float for the Cranberry Blossom Parade was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
They're like.
They did a great job with it.
They did a great job.
We're going to actually feature Newsies Juniors not only on a Midday Magazine coming up, but we're also going to have them on a Director's Cut coming up. We'll have a couple of the kids on. We'll do some scenes, and we'll have some fun. It's going to be great. Looking forward to that. Other great shows coming up this summer as well. That you'll have It's a Madhouse in July. The auditions will be in July. The show itself will be in August. And Midsummer-ish is coming up as well.
They're performing at Lunch by the River.
Yeah.
They are. And let's see, at least a couple people here have some kids involved in that show. So, yes.
Midsummer-ish is a really fun thing to do. That's a great one.
It's funny. Oh, the script is hilarious.
WRCtheater.org, and be sure to follow them on social media, everybody. We'll have more on them, of course, throughout the year, really. Throughout the season, we'll be talking about them and all of our local community theaters. We are, I don't want to say we're changing our focus. We're zeroing in a little bit more on local when it comes to this entertainment section here.
I think that's a good idea.
We are the only ones that can cover this. We're the best ones to cover it, so we're going to make darn sure that we do.
Yep.
And we got to cover it for people like Woody Harrelson, because Woody doesn't have social media. He doesn't have a phone, and this is the only way. Listen to radio. It's the only way you can do it. I want to admit right away, I'm a gigantic fan of Woody Harrelson. Mm-hmm. Big, big fan of his. Well, Woody Harrelson is one of those people out there that doesn't have a cell phone.
Okay.
He says, quote, I just don't like to have, you know, to be readily available to any human being at any time. When he did have a phone, he found it necessary to limit himself to 2 hours a day, but even that was too much. Quote, I like to be in touch with people in a way, but I don't like the appendage on my appendage.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I wanted to be able to be in, like, if I were out to dinner with you, right, and that it's just us having a conversation. There's no other distractions. I'm on my phone. Yeah, you know, I look back at my device every time you're I'm not talking. He noticed these things about people, so he just kind of, like, cut it out of his life and doesn't have
good
it.
Good for him.
It's easier to do when you're Woody Harrelson and you have an established career. And
you have plenty of money and you got people working for you. That does help. Yeah, yeah. It's true.
He also spends the majority of his time at his house in Hawaii, where he doesn't need it as much because he's got everything he needs right around him as far as people and stuff. So I think that there's factors to this, not just
for
everybody.
That's great.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. But I do think it's kind of unique and cool, especially when there's so many celebrities going the opposite direction.
Right. When they're online all the time. Yeah.
But for those of us, like, if you can take a day even and just put your phone away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
A little mini vacation.
Not much. A Quiet Place Part 2 or 3 is out this weekend. That's the only new real big nationwide release out. Looking what's new on your small screen, though, I got to check out some of the Summer Olympic trials last night, the track and field ones. Oh my god, you guys, we are running game over there, like literally running game over there in Paris. They don't know what's coming. They really don't. Like, if you haven't been paying attention to our athletes, first off, we're going to talk more about this in Playmakers, but you got a local kid who was we were watching last night, Cordell Tinch out of Green Bay, in the hurdles. They finished second only to Galloway, who is our Carl Lewis this year. Galloway is going to, again, run game over there. If you don't know his name now, you will by the end of August. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to this. You can today, Saturday, and Sunday, the Summer Olympic Trials will be going on NBC and Peacock. Tonight at 7 on ESPN, the 2024 NHL Draft. Blackhawks have the number 2 pick. And on Disney at 7 o'clock tonight, the series premiere of Zombies, the reanimated series.
Oh, cute. Cute.
That's going to be on.
Series.
Oh, that's a good way to word that.
I love that. Series. It's very creative, yes.
I just got that.
On Netflix, if you're looking for a movie to watch, A Family Affair, romantic comedy starring Joey King, Nicole Kidman, and Zac Efron. You've got the BET Awards on BET Sunday at 7. Also on Sunday, House of Dragon has a new episode, and Rice's Interview with a Vampire, The Shy, and a couple of others.
Okay.
There's a show, The Interview with a Vampire?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I kind of wanted to check it out. I read the books, and I was a big fan of the movie and everything, but I have not gotten to see the show. I've heard a lot of good things about it, though. A lot of people enjoy it. It seems to be very good.
Very cool.
Well casted, too, it sounds like. Which, with those iconic characters, that's what it comes down to me. Like, even before the script and everything, you got to nail those characters. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like they did. I haven't seen it myself.
How do you recast a young Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah.
Ooh. She was, honestly, of all the men of the movie, she was, like, the only really, like, character that strong stood out for me.
Yeah.
Except, you know, because I didn't think Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt was really well cast in the original movie, which is why I think that the show is doing so well, because they're not like, oh, got to go up against Tom Cruise. People are like, eh.
Yeah.
They're not like, Tom Cruise has to be Lestat, you know, kind of thing.
I will say I agree with you, but more importantly, Anne Rice agreed with you. Mm. But then when Anne Rice saw Tom Cruise do the role,
that's true.
Much like a lot of us, I was impressed. I still think somebody else might have done it better. I still think that it should have probably gone to somebody else.
I don't think he did a bad
job. But given what it was, seeing him, I was impressed with what he did. Like I have been a lot of times with Tom Cruise. Again, wouldn't want to have a beer with him. Have no interest in it. I don't even know if I'd want to work with him, to be honest with you. Not that I'm going to turn down any acting role.
Right. But I know what you mean.
As far as, you know, given the do and everything, did a nice job. And I was, it's one of Brad Pitt's better performances, I think. It really is. Legends of the Fall is probably his greatest performance.
Yeah, that's excellent.
The pale makeup did a lot for him, I think.
Yeah. I wanted to touch on some new music that is out.
All right.
Like you've got new music from Imagine Dragons. They have their sixth album out, Loom. Camilo Calbello has a new album out. Megan Thee Stallion has a new album out. It's just called Megan. That's actually kind of cool. I like that. That's simple.
Didn't Megan Trainor do one that like that too, or was it just called?
Oh, she might have. Oh, that might.
That's going to be confusing.
Yeah, that might be tough. Yeah.
Too many Megans.
But part of the reason I'm doing this is because I wanted to mention two artists in particular. First, Early Days from Neil Young and Crazy Horse. This is a collection of rare and unreleased recordings from 1969.
Whoa,
that's pretty
early
cool
stuff. Wow,
you're a fan of Neil and Crazy Horse. You're going to be excited about that. And I know I am very excited about. And at some point this week, and I have to listen to Johnny Cash, Songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
This is his 72nd album and his fifth posthumously released.
Wow.
It was recorded as a series of songwriting demos in early 1993.
Oh, interesting. Late Johnny Cash. That's fascinating.
Last week, we had Willie Nelson have an album come out and with new music and everything. Mm-hmm. And I think about a week or two before that, Dolly Parton had an album come out. Like, these artists still creating music. It is so cool, and it is so amazing. And it is incredibly necessary because they need the money, most of these artists, because they don't make enough money off of these things. We, I'm sorry, everybody, but this is going to segue me right into what I wanted to get to. One of the stories that I had over on the Sunrise Show today, that I encourage you, if you have not heard about or anything, to learn a little bit more about or read up on, in part because if Randy Travis can get himself to do it, who are we not to care about this? Randy Travis and his wife, Mary, testified before Congress this week in defense of the American Music Fairness Act, a bill that aims to compensate artists when their songs are played on the radio. Mary herself said this piece of legislation is essential to correct a 100-year-old issue regarding artists and non-payment for their work performed on the most prominent music platform in America, which they helped to build and sustain. In the interview, she says, after Randy's stroke, we depend more on royalties because he can't tour.
Exactly. Exactly.
How many of you enjoyed Randy Travis's music? How many of you have enjoyed his career? How many?
Yeah.
And how many of you, how much have you paid for that? Maybe 20, 40 bucks when you count the CDs you've bought or the songs you've downloaded. Oh, let's even
a little
say
more if you went to a concert.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So we're getting into the 100 ranges here and everything. Okay, that's you got a pretty good deal on Randy Travis.
Absolutely.
You got a pretty good deal. How about Randy gets a good deal?
Mm-hmm.
How about Randy doesn't have to keep on creating music, and Johnny Cash's family doesn't have to keep releasing music, or Willie Nelson doesn't have to keep releasing music? They do this because they love this, they have a passion for it, and they need it.
Yeah.
They also need to live.
Yep.
They got to live.
That's their job, yeah.
Whether it is radio or more, what is even more important to me than the radio part, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on radio, that has been corrected in some ways, but there is still work to be done.
Absolutely.
We can't take our eyes off the ball. If you like music, if you've ever enjoyed a song in your life, pay attention to what Spotify, what Apple Music, what all of these companies are doing to these artists. Mm-hmm. Because they're sitting there making bank off of these artists.
Yes, they are.
Where the artists are literally getting pennies on the dollar for their songs.
Mm-hmm.
If you care about arts, if you care about music, if you've ever enjoyed a song in your life, you should be thinking about this and focusing on this. Because this is something that can be corrected. We can, we as fans of these artists, we can correct this. Stop listening to Spotify. Just stop. You is there no other way to get your music?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you poor thing. Is there no other? Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry. There's about a billion other ways. I see now. Okay. If you really want to make some damage in this, I don't listen to music on Spotify. I refuse to. I will not do it. And they carry our podcast. I'm not going to give them money. I'm not going to continue to do it. We have to take a stand on these things. If you stand for nothing, you will fall for everything.
Mm-hmm. And if there's an artist out there that you particularly like, all artists have their own websites.
Yep.
Get their music. Get it directly from the source. That is the best way to support them. Get it from the source because they get all of that money, and that's really important.
So it takes maybe 3 more days for you if you bought the actual CD
or record, that's what I do.
Whichever, it might take a couple more days to get to you, but it's worth it.
It is, 100%.
Yeah. Wrapping up, talking a little Rafters. Rafters are back in action tonight, taking on the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. 6:20, our pregame will kick off. The boys of summer are in Fond du Lac for the next couple of nights. Both 6:20 start times for Friday and Saturday, again, both in Fond du Lac. Be back home on Sunday at 12:50 start time, hosting Fond du Lac. And keep in mind, this Sunday the 30th is Free Family Day, featuring various children TV characters. Show up with at least one adult and one child, and you can receive free tickets.
Ooh, hey. Nice.
Cool.
And Family Fun Day, pregame kids play catch with the Rafters on the field. That's going to be fun. And they have their concession special, $3 ice cream and a mini helmet. I got to get one of those mini helmets.
We have a couple of them at home now. They're actually pretty cool.
They're awesome.
They're pretty cool, yeah.
I'm so glad they brought that back.
I know, it's awesome.
As
and
a
they
kid,
give you ice cream in the helmet?
They do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's very cool. Very cool. We're going to come.
I borrow a child, and can somebody make my stomach digest dairy?
We're going to see if we can help you out with that, Melissa. We'll do that during the commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into props from classic movies that were thrown in the trash.
Oh, no.
We'll also get you ready for your news break and plenty more on the morning show here at WFHR. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to lead you into our news break in just a moment. But first, movie props go for a lot of money, especially when they are from classic movies and such, or, you know, cult favorites or anything. So it might break your heart to know that some of these were just kind of thrown away.
That is kind of, wow.
Keep in mind, most of us threw away a lot of toys that we would love to have right now to be able to sell on eBay.
True, my friends.
Keep everything forever.
Look back even a little bit farther, and every one of us, not every one of us, but a lot of us had a dad or a parent that had a great baseball card that they used to make their bicycle make noise.
Yep, make it sound like you're going faster.
Honus Wagner card that you used to make the...
As Bill Lee says, the sound going down the road is $5,200 down the drain.
That's so good. How about, let's look at these props, like the treasure map from the Goonies.
Oh,
that got thrown away.
Oh, that hurts. Sean Astin's mom threw it away after he moved out of the house.
Oh, no. What's Patty it? Duke. How could
I was just going to say, how could another actor know, like, just like think so flippantly of something?
Maybe
it's because it was Patty Duke and she, to her, movie props weren't that important.
That big deal. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. A painting of the Emerald City from The Wizard of Oz. It was tossed by a salvage company when cleaning out the MGM back lot.
Oh, no. Can you imagine that? Oh, I mean, it's a gorgeous piece of art by itself. Oh, man.
All right. I got to be honest with y'all. I didn't expect this to hurt. I just thought this would be fun. I didn't expect it to actually like hurt. This is actually, I feel
like everybody sad right now.
I'm feeling it in my soul. I apologize. The scrumdiddlyumptious chocolate bars from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And just as a side note, it's before 10 a.m. and I pulled that word off, okay?
That was pretty good, dude.
I will also mess up somebody's last name today. I will. Thousands were thrown away from the production lot to make room for the filming of Cabaret. Only one survived.
Really? Hmm. Oh, wow.
The actual chocolate bars.
Wow.
Those weren't going to last forever anyway.
That's true. I mean, keep that in mind.
And think about that lot went from filming Willy Wonka to Cabaret.
Man. The magic of Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. The Death Star from the original Star Wars. Fox threw it out because they didn't want to pay rent on a storage unit.
No.
That sounds about right.
No.
Why did they auction it off?
Yeah.
Was it just too much of a bother?
You know, I wonder, I don't know how much, like nowadays, just throw it on eBay or throw it online or something.
Right, exactly.
I don't know if back then it was as easy. I don't know. I'm not trying to make excuses for them because there is no excuse to throw away the Death Star.
Seriously.
Although, I thought that thing blew up. I mean,
they had a couple of Death Stars.
They had a couple.
But still.
Wait, I mean, there's another Death Star?
Oh, no. And different sizes, too.
Luke! You find that what?
Probably why they couldn't auction it off. No, it blew up, man.
Yeah.
How did the creator of the Death Star ever get another job? Like, I mean, you got this one little tiny spot in the Death Star that you just got to protect. Just protect that one little spot. Couldn't do it. Scarlett O'Hara's dress from Gone with the Wind. Wow.
Really?
It was found in a throwaway pile on the floor at a costume company.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's me.
Wow.
Mm.
That's such an iconic outfit, too.
Oh,
I mean that. Oh,
I don't know if there's another prop from that movie that would be more iconic.
No,
I don't. Not that I've ever thought about this before, but just off the top of my head, thinking of that movie,
haven't seen that dress,
which I've watched that movie at least a couple times, and I think it's. I don't know if it holds up necessarily, but I think it's an important movie to watch for American history many ways, not just film history, but American history.
Absolutely,
and some of the greater acting you'll ever see too. There is no bad performance in Gone with the Wind. Not one.
Patty McDaniel. That's all I'm going to say.
Patty McDaniel. Man. Ooh, man. And finally, in this one, if those others didn't hurt you, everybody, this one is not going to feel good. The leg lamp from A Christmas Story. All of the lamps were thrown away by the 90s.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Although they were all recreated. And you can buy your own replica now.
You can
get it as a keychain.
You can get it as a tie. I have it.
I was trying to find a way to spin this in a happy note to wrap up and everything, and Melissa saw it before I did. Yeah, that's that. You know, the leg lives on. The leg lives on.
And
fragile.
No. Nice. James, now, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this. Now, when you're on a set, okay, your movie, TV show, aren't they pretty particular about props?
Yes.
They're like, no one, you do not take that with you. You leave that here. Don't you cannot. You can get in trouble if you take it with you or something like that.
I come from theater. And for me, I like to get familiar with my prop. I want to handle it a bit. I put it right back where the prop people put them. Mm-hmm. But I will check my props beforehand, as you two probably did, and before every show and everything.
Right.
You check your props. It's an actor thing that we mostly do.
It's kind of a requirement.
Yeah.
Make sure it's right where it belongs.
This is not any different in TV and film. You're still supposed to be in charge of checking your props. It's part of the reason Alec Baldwin was in all the trouble he was with the Rush shooting. He was the guy that was going to be handling that gun. So while, yes, the prop people have their jobs and that comes first, as an actor that you're handling this, you are an adult, you have to go over this prop, whether it is a knife or a candlestick or anything else that from the Clue set. I don't know why I went that route.
I was going to say lead pipe.
That was nice, yeah.
So it's very weird to think that these props, once they're done, they're just done, and they just throw them away or whatever. Mm-hmm. There are more like A24, some more smaller studios that hang on to a lot of their props for reuse.
Yeah.
But your MGMs, a lot of them back in the day.
They have so much money.
They just kind of tossed it out. They are very particular while you're filming. After you're done filming, there's a lot of actors that are able to take props home, take costumes home. I think that almost all the guys from the Firefly TV show kept their original costumes.
Oh, wow.
And I only know this because Nathan and Alan have been talking a lot on social media about the Disney buying Firefly and then bringing it
back.
It does look like that's happening. That is going to happen with those two leading the charge. Mm-hmm. You are not going to have Josh Whedon as part of this. He is not going to be a part of this.
Thank God.
You will have a different creative power behind it. But you're going to be having future Firefly episodes, everybody.
I was curious. And I think these days now people know about the collector's market. Back then, they really didn't. There might have been one, but it was smaller. But nowadays, it's big business. You know, these collectors want to get all these pieces of cinema history, as it were.
Ooh, there was, if you want to go to mentalfloss.com, you can find the complete list, mentalfloss.com. I did have one other one I wanted to mention here, and this is kind of interesting. It's a little bit of in the gray area. The theater chairs for Siskel and Ebert.
Oh, interesting.
They were never featured in the movie. The balcony seats occupied doing the dueling critics of Siskel and Ebert might be some of the film industry's most important pieces of furniture. Mm. When Siskel died in 99, Ebert continued to co-host with guests. But just before Disney canceled the show in 2010 amid some, great dealings, they destroyed the original set and the chairs were sledgehammered. Ebert felt they belonged to the Smithsonian and he was right.
Yes.
Like he was about a lot of the films he did.
Yes, that's true.
Shame on Disney. Shame on Disney for that. Well, that's not right.
No.
Not cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a long list. We want to talk about shame on Disney. I could spend 2 hours on that alone. We'll come back after our news break, and we'll decide, are we going to get into something that seems easy to others but is difficult to you, or the 10 most underrated skills that everyone should learn? Find out when we come back on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a fantastic Friday out there, getting you ready for your weekend over here. And we're going to make a call right now. We're gonna go ahead and have some fun.
Okay.
We're gonna try to do some different things here on the morning show coming up. One of the things I want to do, I'm kind of testing out with our guinea pigging my team here with Seth and Melissa. I'm going to have you guys pick which story we do.
Okay.
If we have a tie, we'll let the audience decide.
Oh, okay.
And going forward, we're going to start letting the audience decide our topics.
Oh, that's nice.
Every once in a while with a segment, yeah. We're going to have a special segment pretty much every show where I'll have two different topics and you guys call up and let us know which one you want us to talk about and also give us your feedback on it.
Absolutely.
I think it'd be a fun way to interact with the audience a little bit more for you guys to be directing the show a little bit more, if you will. Some of that. So here are two, something that seems easy to others but is difficult to you.
Okay.
And the 10 most underrated skills that everyone should learn.
All right. I choose that one. 10 most.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, we will do this topic. The other topic we don't do, we'll do it another time, another day. So it's not as if we'll never do it. I just should have mentioned that right away. Sorry.
I'm going to shock everyone and agree with Melissa. This is the one I want to. So,
it's
yes.
a red letter day, everybody. Somebody get out the ice cream.
Yeah, mark that down, would you?
I want whipped cream on mine. We're just going to go all in. I don't care,
dear.
Stomach.
Poor Melissa. Oh, God.
I'm proud of you, Mel.
I put a puddle on the floor. But
the next time the three of us get together, I believe Monday, we will get into the something that seems easy to others but is difficult to us.
Yeah, that's cool too.
For right now, we have the 10 most underrated skills that everyone should learn.
Let's learn.
Audience participation is encouraged. Please feel free to call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. There are important things that everyone should learn: how to read, financial literacy, how to switch your phone to silent. There's a lot of those things. But people online are talking about the most underrated skills that everyone should learn, and there are some pretty good ones here. I've got a couple of honorable mentions that I don't see on this list. I do think reading a map is one of those things.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
You're not always going to have a cell signal.
Nope, that's right. 100%.
And I think that even if we can count on our cell phones and everything, just having that security in the back of your head, mm-hmm. that you don't necessarily need the phone, that it's, of course, easier, more convenient and everything. But, if I didn't have my phone, at least I know how to read a map.
Right.
Well, the other necessary component to that is having the map.
I was going to say. You read my mind, Melissa. I was like, you need to have the map first. Make sure you have that, and then you can,
good call.
A road atlas is very helpful.
So looking at this list, and it's not in any particular order, number one, first aid, mm-hmm. including yes. life-saving basics like CPR and Heimlich maneuver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
For years on the show, I rallied at this, that we should be teaching both of these maneuvers by the time you graduate high school.
Mm-hmm.
Think about, we raise generation after generation, and every one of those generations know how to do the Heimlich maneuver and CPR. How much safer and better would our world be?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we don't learn square dancing, but we learn to do CPR.
Right.
Well, and oftentimes those are things that are offered in high school, but it's not a requirement. Mm-hmm. I think they do go over them in health class, but it's not the same as being certified.
Right. I think it was you that corrected me on this, Melissa, because as I said, for years I used to talk about this, but then when Mel and I started doing the show together and everything, you mentioned something about that, Melissa. And so I am pulling back on that a little bit. It does sound like they're doing a pretty good job of that. Yep. And a big thank you to our teachers out there, mm-hmm. having to add this onto their list or bring in somebody that knows mm-hmm. how to do it. And some of that.
And refresh yes. yourself. Yes. Every now and then, it's always good to keep up on, because techniques change and that sort of mm-hmm. thing. So, yeah, make sure you're up
as
on
we
the...
learn more.
Yep.
And these things evolve with time. Mm-hmm.
And it's important to know first aid also, so you don't end up like my father, who, when my sister broke her arm, one of my lasting images is my father picking her up and carrying her, and Jillian not screaming because my dad was talking to her and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was so amazing to see him do this and him put her on the couch. And my mother and I come rushing to Jill to see how she's doing and everything, and my dad takes off, and we're telling Jill, we're getting you ready, we're going to go to the hospital, all mm-hmm. this. My mother looks at me, Jimmy, where's your father? Is he getting duct tape? Jim, you better not be grabbing duct tape. And
I mean,
sure enough,
a little better than Windex, but yeah.
My father was going off to grab specifically the black electrical duct tape. Love you, Dad. How to swim comes up next on the list, not just for exercise or recreation, but also as a life skill.
It is a life skill.
100%. You never know. You never know when it might happen.
No.
You need to know how
but
to swim.
But also, as duly noted by our fire departments in the area right now, with the waterways being so high, even if you are a good swimmer, wear a flotation device.
Yes, please.
Seth mentioned the how high the river was to me the other day, and I had not really paid attention when I looked at it. You weren't kidding, man.
Yeah, it's fast and it's high. Yeah.
I know I've probably seen it that high before, but I don't remember the last time I saw it that high. Cooking. Not only is it healthier, but you save a lot of money as
well. Yes, you do.
And I will add on to this. There is a few things that feel greater than cooking something for someone, than eating it and enjoying it.
You are so right, man.
Basic home and car maintenance. I 100% agree with this one. I do not want to put any mechanics out of business, but
that's not going to happen. There's a lot of things you can't do at home, especially with the computers in cars.
But I do think that at least understanding how your engine works and some of these things, whether you can fix it yourself or not, is one thing. But understanding how your vehicle works is only going to help you, for one, understand why your vehicle might be taking so long to get back to you or something like that.
Right.
But also, I think it's just interesting. Yeah. Like it's. Well, yeah.
I'm with you, man. I fail so much at this, especially with cars. House stuff I'm a little bit better with, but with cars, I'm hopeless.
Well, and with house stuff, it's important to know like where your shutoff valves are for your water coming into your house, your main water coming into from an outside source, where your electrical panel is, and how to reset it if your breakers trip.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a thing that
your
happens
gas line.
Anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Breaker's true. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We will get back to the list in a moment. First, a caller. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I saw the river on this side of the doorway going into the safety building across the street here. It filled all the way into that parking lot there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just a couple years ago.
Okay.
In 2010, my house was flooded with that.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Mm. Yeah, Pam was showing us pictures above 2010 about what happened, all the flooding that was around here. It was really interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Appreciate the call as always, sir.
Yeah.
Have a dry, safe weekend.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. Next up on the list, how to unclog a toilet, and how to not clog a toilet is in first place. That's one of those ones. Now, this one and the next one is sewing. The list is things that we should know, and I do agree that those are both things that you should know. You can live without knowing them, but I do think that they're good things to have on the list here.
Absolutely.
You can live better knowing how to unclog a toilet.
Much better.
Yeah, there you go. And
knowing where the water shutoff is,
exactly,
in case it's overflowing.
Yep.
Sewing is one of those things that I keep telling myself I'm going to pick up just so I could sew a button. I just want to be able to know how to sew a button.
Use a needle and thread, right?
Yeah.
That's a handy skill.
It is.
Yeah. Spelling. It's more underrated now because of our devices automatically cleaning things up. But, you know, again, similar to the maps, if you don't have that cell phone and you're trying to figure out, although, how do I spell although? How do I...
I'm sorry. Spell check, fail.
Yeah.
It's fails.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I never want to spell tinnitus. Why would I ever put that in a text?
Mm-hmm. AI. You're suffering from tinnitus.
No, that's not a thing I suffer from. Nor anybody I know, except my Uncle Donnie.
See,
but otherwise...
I think that
it's not like I'm going to text him, hey, Uncle Donnie, how's your tinnitus today? Because today is the word I want to spell, so maybe I would actually, send that text.
Yeah. These next three are interesting. How to read a nutrition label. That's good, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot
label
of
label reading in general.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I do think the majority of people nowadays, it's become so common to pick an item up and to look at the ingredients on the back. But what those ingredients mean is something that not all of us understand. And I will wholeheartedly admit to that.
That's a good point.
I can see that, this is great. Sodium. Oh, man, is sodium good for me or not? What is it?
Right.
It's a loose example, but there are stuff on there. I think that's a great one.
And I think picking up picking it up and looking at the label and going, okay, well over 3/4 of these words in this ingredients list, I don't know what those mean. Maybe you don't want to eat that.
Mm. Something to do. And Melissa, you know this, for someone with food allergies, you get really good at reading labels really fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, for certain things, but yeah.
Right, when you know exactly what you're looking
exactly.
for.
Exactly.
And finally, how to tell an interesting story.
Oh. Hmm.
Storytelling is a skill.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Other people, honorable mentions, learning how to say no, learning how to be patient, and the ability to spot and avoid toxic people.
Yes.
I would love to have learned that skill. I would have loved
a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would have helped a lot. I think those are all interesting, especially the storytelling one. I think that that's a very unique one.
And also the how to say no. No is a complete sentence. That's all you need to say. No.
That's right.
Yeah,
no, Melissa, no.
It you know, certainly depends. Some of us are
Seth.
Some of us are better at others at that, depending on the category. Like Melissa and Seth have no trouble saying no to each other.
Not at all. No,
But there are
follow through. Maybe not so much.
But either one of you go ahead and say no to Pam.
That's a little harder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gets a little harder. Gets a little harder.
Yeah, Pam doesn't ask for ridiculous things like Seth does.
That's a fair point.
Just because she's not as creative as I am. I mean, what's the point with that?
I disagree with that.
Of course you do.
No.
While these two are bickering back and forth, we're going to go to commercial break, everybody. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. You don't have to go home. You can't stay here because it's a radio station.
Yeah.
And we close our doors at 5 o'clock. So. But keep that in mind.
We haven't gotten those cots yet.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we're not getting cots. No, no.
You know what's going to happen if we do.
No,
I'm moving in. I'm moving in.
I'm gonna bike
rack. Yeah.
There's a closet that doesn't get used that often. I could easily live in there. I've thought about it. I want to wrap up with some good stories and some local news. That's how we're going to wrap up the show today. We'll take it to the top of the hour doing that. And I found a really interesting one here at goodnewsnetwork.org. Encourage you to check out goodnewsnetwork.org. Great reporting, great accuracy, and a lot of fun, good feel. Makes your soul feel good.
Yeah.
Anything could have happened to this vase as it sat on a shelf in Ann Lee's Dozer's Washington, D.C. home. A cat, a dog, or any of her three boys could have elbowed it and knocked it on the floor. Instead of it ending up at Mexico's National Museum of Anthropology and History.
Ooh.
The thrift store vase, which was actually made by Mayan potters over 1,200 years ago, could have been lost forever multiple times.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Backing up a little bit, the story began in 2019 when Dozer, who worked in Latin America for a human rights advocacy group, saw a decorative old vase on the clearance shelf at a 2A thrift store in Clinton, Maryland.
Hmm. Wow.
Considering it would be a nice, she considered it a nice little thing to remind her of Mexico, and with the price tag at just $4, there was no reason to pass it up. Dozer thought the vase might have been decades old, but after a visit to Mexico City 5 years later, she noticed that the vase at the National Museum were strikingly similar to the one she had on her mantle at home. So much so that she asked the museum official. The official recommended that she contact the embassy in Washington on her return, which she did after examining the picture. The embassy wrote back, I got an email saying, congratulations, it's the real thing, and we would like it back.
Oh, wow.
In which she did. She gave it back. I quote, I am thrilled to have played a part in its reparation story. Mm-hmm. I would like it to go back to its rightful place and where it belongs. She said to the ABC CBS affiliate. But that's I also want it out of my home because I have three little boys and I would have been petrified after 2,000 years and it gets broken.
Oh, man.
Mexico's ambassador to the U.S. Estimates that the case dates to between the 2nd and 8th centuries CE, dating to the classical Mayan period when the civilization was at its zenith.
Wow.
It's so cool.
That is remarkable. Amazing. That is so cool.
And I think on her. For
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's the best good part of the story is that she decided, without even blinking an eye, like, yes, take it back.
Yep. Yep,
I think that's
absolutely
pretty cool.
That was the right
probably
thing to do.
A little bit of pleading.
Yeah, yes,
please,
yes.
I don't want to give it
up. I know that's what I would have been doing if I was that parent. Yeah, yeah.
Please. As soon as you learn about it, you start freaking out. Ah,
oh, where can I put this that it won't get touched?
Immediately, I'm worrying about, and everything seems dangerous in my home.
Yeah.
Everything seems like it'll break into my home. I'm freaking out. I'm like, you that's know what? Awesome. I'm just going to get on a plane and get it right to Mexico.
Yeah,
I'm just going right
can
there.
Can you please take this?
Carry this.
Mm-hmm. We have some local good stories of the day going on. One of them I want to make sure to touch on right away, Seth, and this is an important one.
Free meals for all kids here in Wisconsin Rapids. All children 18 years of age and under can get free breakfast and free lunch provided by our very good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Food Service Department. You can get breakfast at Lincoln High School, 1801 16th Street South, through July 11th from 7:30 to 8:30. And then at Woodside Elementary School, that is going to wrapped up today, everyone. So if you're still wanting to get breakfast, go to Lincoln High School through July 11th. And then lunches are also going to be provided, one at the Mead Park near the Splash Pad at 14th Avenue South. That goes till August 16th. That's from 11:30 to 12:30. And then at the Witter Park Shelter outside of the Aquatic Center, 681 Chestnut Street, that also goes till August 16th. 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. Once again, this is for all children 18 years of age and under, free lunches and breakfast for a little bit longer throughout the summer. And we give a big shout out to our food service providers at Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools for all that they do. They do a fabulous job.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate them. Mm-hmm. Taking a quick look at our schedule in a moment, everybody. But first, I want to let you know, we had the friends from the ODC in yesterday, and we are talking about the ODC hosting a sensory-friendly skating event at Skate City tonight. This afternoon.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, from 10:30 to 1:30. Right. So it's coming up in about a half an hour. It'll be open to the public, and all ages are welcome. It'll be an 80s-themed, and cost you less than $7, $6.99 a person, and includes skate rental and all-you-can-eat pizza and soda.
Cool.
This sensory-friendly event will feature soft music, dim lighting, no flashing lights, and most arcade games will be turned off.
Okay.
A shout-out to the ODC and to Skate City for hosting this event, having an event like this. We need more of these kind of things.
We do.
And you will be seeing more of these in the future, I believe.
I believe you are correct.
And keep in mind, the ODC does not have a ton of fundraising opportunities. So if you are looking to put back in your community, make an investment in your community, while also having a darn good time, and supporting a local business, quite frankly, in Skate City. Yeah. It's a win-win-win kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. To learn more about the ODC, we encourage you to call 715-424-2712, 424-2712, or email them info@odcinc.com. Also wanted to mention our friends over in the Rome area have an event, a cool event going on this weekend. It goes from today until Sunday, their third annual Little Bit of Nash. tonight, they'll have from 7 to 11 on their Main Street event venue over there on in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. They're going to have some of this. The Lure Bar and Grill Saturday from 1 to 5 will feature some great artists. Sunday from 7 to 11 over at Hoozles at the Lake. And then Sunday from 1 to 5 at Camelot on the Lake. Mm-hmm. You will be able to hear great artists like, Joey Lamping, Katie Jacobs, Caitlin Cole, and Chris Perini. All going to be there for you.
Awesome.
It's going to be fun. Going to be a fun one. Be sure to check that out. Be sure to check out the Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market tomorrow from 8 to 2 at 221st Avenue South. Keep in mind, Farmers Market is every Thursday and Saturday. Buy local, support local.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Some good food.
And it's beautiful tomorrow, too, so you're going to want to be outside anyway.
And I want to remind our audience that Stuff the Bus Desk is a collaborative initiative that is going on right now with our United Way. I encourage you to get some school supplies and help these kids out. Mm-hmm. It is a great investment in your future. I encourage you to find out more at uwswac.org. uwswac.org. Keep in mind, you can always call 211, and you can sign up right now to be a part of Stuff the Desk, whether as a volunteer or if your child needs supplies.
Indeed.
You have until August 1st. Walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday, August 17th, between 9:30 and 10, and while supplies last. So you want to make sure to get your kids signed up for this right away.
Can't believe that's the deadline's only a month away.
Jeez. It's crazy. It's crazy. also wanted to remind everybody of our schedule. We got one more Midday Magazine for you for the week coming up. Be sure to join us for that. In part one, we're going to talk to our good friend Kim Inda, resource specialist with the EADRCCW. Mm-hmm. And in part two, we're going to say goodbye to a great friend of ours in this community. Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Superintendent Craig Broren is going to join us one last time. He'll be bringing Steve Hepp, principal, and other staff from River Cities High School. Looking forward to having them in.
Very nice.
Just as a programming note, the new superintendent, Ron Rasmussen, is looking forward to continuing this tradition with us monthly updates on Midday Magazine.
Good. Excellent.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to Rafter baseball tonight. 6:20, our boys of summer will be in action in Fond du Lac. 6:20 as well, tomorrow start time.
Mm-hmm.
And one more good story for you, and this is a local one. The founder of a rescue place in Wisconsin called Albert's Dog Lounge. Albert's Dog Lounge. Recently took in a dog with a serious infection and no fur. His name is Clyde. His owners loved him, but just couldn't afford the medication. Mm. Thankfully, he's doing great now and inspired a new service called Clyde's Closet. The rescue place put a shed outside and keeps it stocked with pet products anyone can take for free, no questions asked.
Excellent.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's a great idea.
We send a shout out to that founder of Albert's Dog Lounge. I assume maybe his name is Albert. I'm not sure. we send a shout out to him and certainly Clyde.
And maybe he'll start a trend. Yeah, we'll start a trend.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Amazing week and fantastic show by the best team in radio. Nice job, you two.
Oh, it was quite a week, everyone.
Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.